The Sea Sprite and the Shooting Star by Jack London. A little sea sprite on the sea one night cried, "Now is the time for me." And he looked above, and he looked for his love, for he was in love, you see. But his love was a star in the sky afar, and she knew not his love so true. So he tried to think of a magic link twixt the sea and the sky so blue. Then out of the sky, from the moon on high, a silvery moonbeam fell, and it fell on the brine with its wonderful shine, on the brine where the sea sprites dwell. Though the sirens sing where the sea bells ring, and the sleepy poppies dream, though the sea sprite knew their songs untrue, he knew not the false moonbeam. For the way seemed clear to his love so dear, and he needn't have wings to fly. Up in a silvery stream he would climb by the beam, he would climb right into the sky. Up the glittering step he carefully crept, while his heart beat a merry tune. But oh, what a fright to the poor little sprite when he came to the crescent moon! Alas and alack, he couldn't get back, for the moonbeams flew away, and the stars in the sky knew not he was nigh, or that he had lost his way. There he sat forlorn on the crescent horn, and thought of his home in the sea, of his brothers at play all the livelong day on the foam so fresh and free. Then he saw his star in her golden car, and she twinkled above his head, and he sobbed and sighed and woefully cried that he wished he was dead. But the little star heard his every word, and thrilled at his musical voice, like the tinkling of bells or the song of shells, and it bade her heart rejoice. For she was lonely and sad, and no lover had, and she twinkled so long up there. It had often been said that she would never wed, and yet she was wondrous and fair. But often she'd seen, on the ocean green, the sea sprite who had loved her so. Though he came not to woo, she had loved him too, yet she would never tell him, oh no. But as she looked down on the lover she'd found, the story is strange to relate. She sprang from her car, for the height was no bar, and hurried to join her mate. Oh, how her heart beat as she leaped from her seat, and fell to the moon below, and the stars were aghast as she darted past, and they all said, "I told you so." And her golden hair, as she fell through the air, shone bright like a comet's tail, while the people on earth all ceased from their mirth as they watched her fiery trail. Not a bit too soon she came to the moon, where she grasped her lover's hand, and they sang with glee, and they splashed in the sea, right into the sea sprite's land. And the sea o' nights is bright with lights whenever they're out to play, for the white sea foam is their beautiful home, where they live forever and aye.